John Mayer, photographed on December 9th, 2001 at the Masonic Auditorium here in San Francisco. John Mayer and I had a mutual friend named Leah Simon, who was a music industry friend. Leah told me I should go and say hi to her friend John, so I barged into his dressing room, found him lying on the floor watching a DVD on a portable Sony DVD Watchman, said a couple of hellos, introduced myself, and asked him to take a quick photograph. This is the photograph that I got that day. I think I took three frames of him backstage before shooting him on stage that night. This was a K-Fog Christmas concert, and I was the K-Fog photographer after my experience of photographing Led Zeppelin in New York City. In 1988, I became the K-Fog photographer for almost the next 25 years. I didn't see John Mayer for about 7 years, and I ran into him at the Bridge School benefit down at Shoreline, and I introduced myself again and told him I was friends with Leah Simon, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I remember you. You're the guy that took that photograph of me wearing the really ugly jeans at the Masonic in San Francisco about 7 or 8 years ago." And I was like, "Whoa, how did you remember that?" That photograph had shown up in a couple of different magazines. John was a rising star, so people were using that photograph. And I just thought it was a very, very funny comment. I asked John if I could do a quick backstage portrait of him at the Bridge School, which I did. And then I didn't see John again for almost another 7 or 8 years, where all of a sudden he showed up at Terrapin Crossroads, Phil Lesh's nightclub here in the Bay Area, to play with Phil Lesh. And I went backstage and I introduced myself. Thanks to the ugly jeans, John and I have gone on to work together for over 20 years now.